The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Legal Aid Board has warned that people seeking state-funded legal assistance in family law proceedings face the prospect of delay as a result of a shortfall in funding to that organisation. A significant amount of the strain comes from a huge increase in the workload that the board has had to undertake in international protection cases. Now, to give us the detail of this is Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent, who's been writing about this in today's paper. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, this is extraordinary. What kind of cases are being delayed?
Yeah, so it's more a warning that cases will be delayed. So we haven't seen a throughput from this or any, say, detail as to what delays there are or the length of delays there may be in future, but definitely significant warning that this is going to be the case. And this is because of limited resources, and with limited resources, you have to prioritise certain types of cases over others. So in correspondence, which we've seen between the Legal Aid Board and the Department of Justice, it lists a number of categories of priority cases that they have to deal with. These include applications under assisted decision-making legislation, wardship, childcare, child abduction, domestic violence, and international protection cases. And we also know from this correspondence that they've been inundated with applications in respect of international protection. The word used is an exponential increase. We've seen figures where about 41% of all applications they're dealing with at the moment relate to international protection. There was just 2,400 applications in 2017, but in 2022 and 2023, the figure was in excess of 13,000. So if certain areas are being prioritised, then that means other areas, you know, fall down the list of priorities. And we were told in this correspondence what some of these areas were, and they include divorce, separation, cohabitation, maintenance, custody, guardianship cases. Those are all cases which will end up, or it has been warned, these will end up staying on waiting lists while other priority cases.
Now, do they tell us what their priorities are? I mean, who reaches the top of that pecking order?
No, not specifically what the hierarchy is, but we do know, generally speaking, the categories of priority cases, and I've just outlined them there earlier on.
No, I'm just wondering if you've got a number of cases. One is a child abduction case or whatever it might be, a child protection case versus an asylum seeker. You know, and you can understand
the department. I can't tell you from the correspondence which of those gets priority above the other.
Yeah, that's the question, because on the one hand, you've got the Department of Justice, I suppose, saying, look, you better expedite these asylum cases quickly because it's costing us a fortune to keep people in the system. Either they get protection and therefore they can work, they can get a job, they can be independent, or we send them home or to where they came from, not necessarily home. But you got to do that quickly or it costs a fortune versus maybe a child protection case, which ethically perhaps might be more demanding.
Yeah, you can see, look, there are, I suppose, there would be competing demands there and differing views as to which maybe should be ahead of the other. But what we can say from the correspondence is that these are all categorised as priority cases now.
Now, the question of staffing, I mean, because budgets are about the kind of staff that you produce, they're not making anything. They don't need big machines. They need computers, I suppose. But otherwise, it's all about personnel and competent personnel to process all of these cases. Is there now a restriction on the number of people that they can employ?
Yeah. So we asked the Department of Justice, you know, Did you give the Legal Aid Board this money it was looking for? They were looking for in excess of €1 million extra just to pay the staff they have at the moment. And that doesn't include filling vacancies. The department said no, it's under active consideration at the moment.
Now, this would be the same department, the Department of Justice, which is charged with the whole asylum process as well. So on the one hand, they're saying to the Legal Aid Board, you've got to process these cases much more quickly, but we're not going to give you any money to do it.
Yeah, that seems to be the case at the moment, as things stand. So we also asked the Legal Aid Board, because you haven't got this funding, what's happening now? They said they'd paused the majority of recruitment activity in order to remain within budget. So basically, they're not filling all of these vacancies and there's a great number of them alluded to, I suppose, in correspondence with the department. And another issue here that is coming to the fore, Pat, is concern within the Legal Aid Board about staff retention and low morale. So, you know, they're clearly worried that they're reaching a tipping point here. They don't have enough staff to provide all the services that they have. And that's obviously, you know, if you've ever been in an organisation where that's happening, people have to work harder, it puts a lot of strain on people and so on. So they're talking about this issue of staff retention and low morale. The chief executive telling the Department of Justice that the board was regularly losing experienced people to other better resourced state bodies that offer better conditions and working environments with less pressure. So you can see this from these letters that we're publishing details of today, that there's considerable strain there and they're worried about things snowballing, I suppose, and just losing more staff even.
Now, they were looking for an additional €300,000 to fund training for mediators, because mediation can accelerate a process and lead to more benign conclusions than maybe a combative process. Did they get that money?
No, that's something we asked about. We said has this funding been provided? And the department said that it hasn't. The matters are under active consideration. So these are requests, I suppose, that have been made on a number of occasions now. Most recent of them 2 months ago. So no sign of things moving swiftly there in terms of getting an answer. And when they don't have an answer, they clearly don't have the funding. And mediation is very, very important for the Legal Aid Board. If you look at, say, going back to the area of family law, they provide a family mediation service. And this, often helps couples to reach agreements on separation, divorce and related issues, takes the heat out of things and so on. But there's a shortage of mediators. So this is why they're looking for that money, this 300,000, because they need to train mediators because there isn't enough of them. And in the job market that's there at the moment, they're not gravitating towards this type of work.
Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.